Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code, please?
Hey, Andra, this is Adrian. It's 98103.
Okay. Thank you, Adrian.
You betcha.
Okay, Adrian, may I have your last name, please?
Sayara, S as in Sam, E-I-A-R-R-A.
Okay, so have you placed an order for a product?
I sure haven't wanted to, but apparently somebody has been doing it from your company.
Okay. Well, let's see. I don't see an order for you yet in your name, but I'll keep looking. This is a call center. We do answer the phone for a number of companies that sell products. So I'm
that
trying to find that order.
What's it called here? Jebby something.
Okay. Yeah, the company's not going to help me. I need your name, so I need to find your account. And I think I've just found it. May I have your address?
Yeah, it's 128 North 75th Street.
Okay. One moment here. Okay, so I see on this account you ordered the Iconolique skincare products. These are all natural products, anti-aging products.
So here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I responded, sorry for interrupting you.
I responded to
an ad on the internet, always a bad idea, or some unsolicited email that I received for a promotional for 15 days of this and an additional something or other for $6 plus shipping. So, okay, so the something comes and then, or it doesn't come, I don't remember which, because it's been a while now, maybe a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see a charge on my card for $94. Well, I see the charge for the product I bought and shipping, because I added on some product at $6.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next month I see a charge on my card for $94 and change. I called up, I didn't know if you guys were a call center, but I said, hey, what's up with this $94? They said, well, you've joined this monthly program. I said, no, I haven't. And they said, well, it says here you gave permission to join this program. I said, no, I didn't. I said, the guy didn't speak English that well, first of all. And I said, and they said, well, there's this 30-day supply of something. I said, well, he told me that because of my inconvenience, he'd send me 30 days instead of 15 days. So I said, fine. So I called you guys a while mm-hmm. ago. And in the call center. In no uncertain terms, I made it clear that I didn't belong to this club and I wanted my $95 back. It took so long to communicate to that person that I think she was calling a supervisor or something. I had to go. So this month, lo and behold, $94 in change on my credit card. I'm like, you know, this is not okay. And I told the woman last time I called, I'm surprised it didn't motivate her. I said, you know what? This is fraud. I said, you can't mm-hmm. say someone consented and they call up and tell you they didn't and continue to charge them. And she clearly was reading off a script because what she says was, oh, ma'am, I'm so sorry that you're upset by fraud. I mean, her English was not that great either.
Mm-hmm.
You appear to be a native English speaker. So I'm going to tell you, pissed off. That is very unladylike. My mother would not be happy. But I'm $200 mm-hmm. bucks out of pocket. And I'm not happy. And I don't want to be another $95 out of pocket next month. So
okay.
That's my story.
Okay. Well, let me take a look at the notes on the account. I see that you did call in to cancel one of the products, and I see that you only received one of the products. And let me just
to cancel one of the products. If you're looking at last month, I called in to cancel the whole enchilada.
Well, I was looking at March. I started from the beginning of the story. So let me go
ahead
and look at all the
that
notes.
That may be true. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You read it through. I'm a little hot under the collar. You go ahead.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. One moment.
You're still there, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just checking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I am still here. I do need some feedback from my supervisor regarding one point on the call, and
Okay.
I will be right back with you.
I'll be here, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I see that you called to cancel on the 11th and you were charged on the 12th. So I am getting ready to refund the $94.90 that the charge you incurred on the 12th of May. And I
Hold
have
on.
the account canceled.
I'm going back to my notes here. I've been walking around. One sec. Okay. What is the date of that canceled charge? I'm sorry. Refund. Sorry.
Well, it looks like you were charged on May 12th and you called in on May 11th to cancel. And it sounds like you said you didn't hold on for the supervisor.
That's correct.
So maybe I'm not sure if the supervisor, since she didn't speak with you, she didn't stop the charge. That's why you were charged the very next day. But I can refund the $94.90 that was incurred on the 12th of May and cancel the account so you won't incur any future charges.
Huh, great. Okay, cancel account. I'm just making a note.
Okay, so you will get an email first at Adrienne Deluxe. I'm sorry.
Do you know what today is? June the
Today is June the 5th.
Okay, hold on one second. Okay, great. You can finish.
Okay, so I will email you the refund confirmation at adriennedeluxe@mac.com. The 94.90 will post back to your Visa in 3 to 5 business days.
Great.
Okay, and I need you to hold the line one more moment while I finish the work on the account, okay?
And while you do that, we're going to have
Yes.
to get that charge from April 11th refunded. I did not
Uh-oh, excuse me.
say it was okay for me to join whatever that kid put me down for. All I
Okay.
did was get a free product and then buy some small product with a shipping fee attached, and that was it.
Okay.
So
Well,
monthly card.
okay. And of course, I would have to transfer you over to a supervisor for that, but I have refunded the $94.90 for May.
Okay,
Now,
great.
the
Appreciate
April
it.
charge, just to reiterate what happened, when you entered into the 14-day trial, when the trial ended, that's when the company charged you the full price of $94.90 in April. But I can't adjust that. I have to send it over to a supervisor for them to speak with you about that charge. But I have taken care. I canceled the account. I have your cancellation number here. You
Okay,
ready?
one. Not quite. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, 723, C as in Charlie, 533, D as in David, and A as in Apple.
Okay, I have Charlie Apple, 723, Charlie, 533, dog apple.
Yes, ma'am. So the account, that is your cancellation number. You will get an email regarding the refund of $94.90 for the May 12th charge. I may post in your inbox tonight or by morning, but you'll get that refund email first and then it will post to your card in 3 to 5 business days. Now, if you will
Okay.
hold the line, I will transfer you over to our escalation team and they will
Oh,
assist you and speak with you about the additional charges.
right. Now, what did you call that team?
I as a supervisor.
Just a supervisor, right? That's
Yes.
what you called. Okay,
Yes.
great. Now, I have to go yet again. And you were a lot
Oh.
faster than the first guy,
You
so
have
thank
to
you.
go?
Are you kidding me? I have to go at all times. I have three kids and a sick husband.
So I was lucky to be able to make time for this phone call. I had to put something else aside. By the time I got done talking to that first dude, I could have punched a hole in the ceiling. So I'll call back and just ask for a supervisor. Okay.
Okay. That's fine. Now, someone is here 24/7. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's nice to know. You were really good.
Thank you.
I'm sure I'm short. No, but you were really good. My mother would approve of your manners. Me, not so much.
Well, thank you so much for calling customer support. Have a good night.
You too, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.